speak to Tom Kelly, who's well, a former spin doctor. He's very much a columnist. He's been in the political world, and he's not afraid to say what he thinks. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Tom, you've been keeping a close eye on reaction generally to the people counting down to this big event that's happening on Saturday, the royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And there have been a number of little spats about who should be watching it, who should be showing it, who should be celebrating it. We've had a broadside at RTE for showing it basically from Sinn Féin, saying they should be showing something that's happening here in Ireland instead of a royal wedding. There's been the knocking of a couple of hotels, one in particular in Buncrana that was having a special tea party to mark the occasion. Because it was in the Republic of Ireland, it got knocked as well by Sinn Féin, and it has now stood down the tea party. But do you think generally people are beginning to think, you know, why are we getting so excited about what is a mixture of showbiz and royalty?
Well, I think it's because it's a mixture of showbiz and royalty that people are getting interested in it. Royals are celebrity, especially the younger royals. I don't understand why people are getting very upset about it. I mean, if it's on TV, you can turn it off. You know, it's not compulsory viewing. I just think it's the fact that people are taking an interest. Britain is one of our closest neighbours. You know, the royal family have made some very positive visits to the Republic of Ireland over the past number of years. There's been actually, the ironic thing about Sinn Féin objecting is, of course, is that Martin McGuinness went to great lengths to prove how inclusive he could be. And I see this morning Sinn Féin are out saying that in a united Ireland they would find a place for people of British identity, unionist identity, people who want to maintain links with the union, and yet they go and do something like this.
Would Sinn Féin be safer keeping quiet about the royal wedding to avoid coming across as spoiled sports?
I think that just stay out of it. I mean, it's not something that, you know, like I say, it's not compulsory viewing for people. They can choose to watch or not watch. I think it's a bit of a political own goal because, you know, who in their right mind wouldn't wish any young couple, you know, good wishes at the start of their married life?
Yeah, but this, you know, and I did hear actually Mary Lou say something along those lines whenever the latest royal baby was born. She was asked on View from Stormont about the royal birth, and she was very diplomatic in what she said. She says, I welcome every baby into the world, and I wish the young couple every joy as they continue to be parents. It was all that sort of terminology that she was using, and I'm sure there are many people in Sinn Féin who would be saying, you know, good luck to any couple getting married this Saturday, whether it's Harry and Meghan or indeed any other couple getting married the length and breadth of Ireland or Britain. We wish every married couple well. That's usually the way they speak. But this is a very highly profiled and probably high-ranking British soldier that's getting married on Saturday.
Oh, well, he's not really a high-ranking British soldier. You know, doesn't he fly a helicopter or something?
I think the other one flies the helicopter. This boy, you know, he lets off machine guns and stuff. You know, and I'm sure he's not a private. I don't know what rank he is, but he is. He's a man of British uniform.
I know, but I mean, at a time when we're talking about legacy issues in Northern Ireland and how to resolve those issues, I don't think that when we allegedly don't have any combatants in Northern Ireland from any side at this stage, I don't think anybody should get too worked up about Harry, Mary, and Meghan. I think it's more of a fact of celebrity. And like I say, it's more about celebrity than identity. And I said that in the Belfast Telegraph column, that I don't think that it's really about identity. You know, people who are royal watchers will watch it. People who are interested in weddings will watch it. And people who, like myself, will not have a good interest in weddings will probably be watching sport at the same time.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if I don't spend a little while on Saturday looking at them going up the aisle, or the nervousness on his face as, you know, she arrives as the bride, if only to see whether or not her dad's going to be there to hand her over. There are so many little issues that you want to cast an eye on. I couldn't spend a whole morning or whatever time it's on at watching a wedding, even if it was my own wedding. I couldn't watch it. You know, it's hardly the most exciting of things. But then, pomp and ceremony is something the British do very well. And if you're into, you know, choirs singing and drums being well and truly beaten, it's probably going to be a hell of a pageant for those who like to spend a sunny Saturday sitting in front of the TV.
It is, and it's got, you're going to be looking to see who is at the wedding, maybe to see who's not at the wedding. And also the fact is there's the added public dimension. I mean, there are 1,200 people who have been invited to the grounds of Windsor Castle to watch the royal wedding. I mean, so there's an added element to it. I'm sure people will be looking to see who else is there in case they know someone who's amongst the public who are in the grounds. I just think that it has a degree of fascination for people. Not everybody. Like I say, it's not a big thing for me. Like you, I haven't rewatched my wedding video. I shouldn't really say that. I'm 25 years married this year. But it's not for everybody. But I don't think anybody should be getting uptight about it.
Do you think, however, hotels in the Republic of Ireland should be putting on special tea parties and using it as an attraction to put bums on seats to watch it on their TV?
Why not? Why not? I mean, the tourism industry in Ireland is so conditioned to having to respond to events because our weather is so crap that, you know, if this is another opportunity to bring a group of ladies into an hotel for the afternoon for a high tea, so be it. I mean, if they want to do that and glam it up, why not? I mean, we do it in Titanic. Every weekend there's high tea in Titanic, you know, so why not do it?
Yeah, you say a group of ladies. Will there be no interest from gentlemen to see this?
I'm sorry. I'm sure there are some gentlemen who'd be interested as well. But I read the hotel sort of targeted it a bit like a ladies' afternoon tea. So I think that's in that particular case in relation to the hotel. I think the hotel probably panicked a bit, and when some people started to give off. But I mean, you could see from the vox pops that were taken in the area, most people are either nonplussed or thinking, why not?
I'm just still thinking about what you said there about the ladies. Maybe you are right. Do fellas have really any interest in watching it?
This is dangerous territory, Frank Mitchell. And I'm going to be walking around Warren Point in 5 minutes. So I think men have less interest in watching a wedding per se. I think it is something that will interest women more because they take more interest in these things. They take more interest in clothes. They take more interest in fashion. And I suppose in many ways a lot of the magazines that are produced that you get in the supermarkets are all targeted towards ladies as well, and they're carrying a lot of the information about the wedding.
You see, and I don't want to sound sexist, and that usually means I'm just about to sound sexist, but I really mean this. On Saturday, I can't imagine very many fellas who maybe have, you know, something to do. They've the grass to cut, they've the pub to go to, they've the children to bring to swimming. I don't care what it is they're doing. There'll be many things that blokes will have to do on Saturday. I can't imagine many of them saying, oh my word, I'm going to miss the royal wedding. Whereas I can hear loads of blokes saying, if they had these things to do later on, oh jeepers, I'm going to miss the FA Cup final. You know, missing the FA Cup final would be a disaster for me or for anybody else who's into football, and that includes men and women. But missing the royal wedding, I'd love to hear from any fellas who are going to say, oh my word, I'm going to miss the royal wedding. Do let us know if you're listening and you're a bloke and you're seriously put out if you're asked to do something and you miss the wedding. I think that's got both of us off the hook there, Tom.
I think so. Well, anyway, sure, my wife will be sending me to do the shopping as usual on Saturday morning, so I won't have to worry about the royal wedding. But I'd say quite a few of the DUP MLAs and MPs will be sitting watching the wedding, and they're mostly men.
Yeah, oh well, but they're DUP. Jeepers, you don't have to watch it if you're in the DUP.
It could be compulsory watching for them. But I just don't think that anybody should get overly exercised about it, and especially at a time when Republicans and Nationalists are trying to make a case to say, look, yes, you can be Unionist, yes, you can be an Orangeman, yes, you can have a British dimension in your identity, even in a new Ireland, if you can't recognise it as it is at the moment. A bit mad.
Tom, thank you very much indeed. You can read Tom in the Belfast Telegraph, commentator Tom Kelly. Let me speak to Thomas, who's a man that I would imagine will definitely, without doubt, be watching the FA Cup final. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Thomas. Thomas, you're a man from a loyalist background. You're a big Rangers supporter. And I'm just trying to imagine what Saturday would be like in your house. You're the sort of boy who would like to see United play at Chelsea, I would think. Earlier on in the day, will you be sitting there with, you know, a glass of beer, a wee Union flag out, family round, watching the royal wedding? Is that the way it would be in your house?
No, well, Frank, I'm actually working on Saturday, so I've just been rushing home and to try and get down to a club with the rest of the boys to watch the match. But the wedding will be on, probably on the TV anyway, before the match, before the build-up of the match. But I think what the worrying thing is here, that this isn't an event that's actually happening in the Republic of Ireland. It's on TV. And someone put a good tag to it the other day, saying about it's the Sinn Féin Taliban. It's as if Sinn Féin and Republicans are trying to dictate to people what they can and can't watch on TV. And this was a thing organised in a hotel that has tourists in it, which probably maybe would have cost a few pounds a head, which would have got people into the hotel, a wee bit of a business venture, and putting it on. And yet this idiot that was on complaining about it, the councillor from down south there, he's actually on now that he's going to try and stop RTE from showing the Eurovision Song Contest next year. And it's like everything else with a TV, Frank. If you don't want to watch it, turn it off or switch it over. And it's as if people, I mean, is it going to be allowed to be shown on TV? Is there going to be Republicans there at the hotel to make sure it's not on the TV? You know, it's totally ridiculous, and people, it's as if they're trying to stop people from watching things on the television.
But is this not just a few mavericks who don't like anything British being about them? I would imagine there will be people from Sinn Féin who will have the television on Saturday, and they'll not be censoring it. If the television's on in the house and they're walking past it and the wedding's comes up on the screen, they'll stand and have a look at it. They might criticise it. They might switch it over, but they might analyse it. They might look at it. They might, you know, let me put it like this. If it's mainly women who are into weddings, and I'm going to hazard a guess, it is mainly women who are into weddings. Audience research would show that, you know, if the bride's dress fits, wear it. You know that program on TV, Say Yes to the Dress, all those sorts of things. Primarily, they're watched by women. Research shows that. Now, splendid events like weddings primarily will be watched by women. And I know there'll be blokes sitting listening to this saying, I'm protesting. Protest all you like. More women will watch a wedding than men will watch a wedding. So, there are a significant number of women in Sinn Féin. Do you not think that those Sinn Féin women will want to see what the bride was wearing? They'll want to see what the bride's relatives are wearing. They'll want to have a look at what the bridesmaids have chosen. Just because they're in Sinn Féin doesn't make them different from any other woman.
Well, that's it, Frank. At the end of the day, you've seen the reception that the royal family, you've seen the reception that the Queen got when she was down. Now, there was protest, but en masse, she got a fantastic reception. I remember whenever Lady Diana died. I mean, I remember there wasn't during her funeral, there wasn't a car on the road, and the actual shops at Ardoyne were closed for an hour, same as the Shankill and same as other places, and they were actually showing respect to the royal family. But the bottom line is, Frank, I mean, it's something that's on TV, and I'm sure women, any woman, it doesn't really matter. This is a high-profile wedding, and if Sinn Féin, I mean, you're getting one part of Sinn Féin that's going to meet the Queen and meeting Prince Charles, and yet you're getting another wee bit of Sinn Féin that's complaining and protesting about the royal family. So, I mean, you can't tell people, you can't, stop a hotel from showing something on TV just because you don't like it.
Okay, Thomas, thank you. Let me speak to Niall, who's on line 3. Good morning, Niall.
Hi, Frank.
Niall, are you a man who's mad keen to see a wedding on the telly?
Let me just start, Frank. See, Thomas talks a lot of nonsense sometimes. See, if you go into a bar and say football's on, you don't want to watch football, you have to be turned over. Doesn't matter where you are. But anyway,
what is it? Hold on, I don't understand that, Niall. What did you mean there by football?
If you go into a bar and I say football, and the kids don't want to watch football, and whatever's on, and they turn around and say, "Sorry, can you turn the TV over?" It makes no difference if it's a Royal Family football news channel. If people don't want to watch it, it's all right.
Oh, of course, but it's also the right. It's also the right of a hotel if they want to put on a big screen viewing and tea and buns and, you know, posh tarts or whatever for people to come and watch a royal wedding. It's their right to do that.
And I agree with you. But I'm saying it's two both sides of the coin. But I agree. So, Frank, what I was going to say, the wife just phoned me this time and say she is booking the TV for the royal wedding on a Saturday. Me, personally, myself, I'm getting ready to watch Celtic win the Scottish Cup.
Right, so what time's the Celtic game at? What time's the Celtic game at?
3 o'clock kickoff, and it starts about, coverage starts 1:30.
Right, but the FA Cup, it's at 5 o'clock, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yeah, but I'm talking about, I'll be watching the Scottish Cup, personally.
Yeah, what time's the royal wedding at?
Frank, I know the news is on about 5:30 that evening. No idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think the royal wedding's on about 12 o'clock and the football's on about, when I say the football, I mean the FA Cup final is on about 5:30. I need to check this, because the one thing that I do know is that Saturday's going to be a good day, and I've got a lot of things to do on Saturday that don't involve watching any television whatsoever until the FA Cup's on, and I hope the FA Cup's on at 5:30. I hope it's not on any earlier.
That's on.
Yeah. How are you going to cope in your house then if you want to see the Scottish Cup final and the wife wants to see the wedding? Just two separate rooms?
Well, no, basically, what we're going to do, we're going to send her to the shops and lock the doors.
You're going to what?
Lock the doors.
What do you mean, lock the doors?
Barricade her out. No, I mean, barricade her.
So there's only one telly. There's only one telly in your house, and the wife is not seeing the wedding. Is that your point?
Me and the kids agree. There's no need for the royal family to be the royal wedding to be on, because none of us have any interest, only the wife. So she's getting through it.
That's a bit cruel, that. Gosh, that is cruel. Surely there's going to be a second telly in the house somewhere. Let your lovely wife see what she wants to see.
Cast your mind back and think.